Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's 8:50 and time for our first look at the commodity markets today with our pre-opening report. Here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. USDA reported Monday afternoon corn ratings slipped 2 percentage points from the previous week to 68% good to excellent. A year ago, corn was rated 68% good to excellent. Illinois comes in at 77% this week, unchanged from a week ago. Indiana at 56% is up 3 percentage points in the good to excellent category from last week. Soybean ratings came in at 67% good to excellent, unchanged compared to last week, and 63% last year. Illinois at 67% good to excellent is down 1 percentage point. Indiana at 57% good to excellent is up 3 percentage points. And then here's the surprise that traders may have this morning. Spring wheat ratings fell 7% this week to 60% good to excellent compared to last year's 79%. We'll discuss the implications of the ratings with Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities for the opening bell at the Chicago Board of Trade. That just coming up in a few minutes. The Midwest Direct Hog markets today called steady to a dollar per hundredweight higher. In the terminals, they are mostly higher, tops from $55.50 to $64 on a live basis. Peoria higher again today, 50 cents higher to be exact, with a top price of $55.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, June 19th, voluntarily reported negotiated swine purchases were 17,856. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $70 to $83.78, and the weighted average was $77.65, a gain of $1.77 from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $47 to $65.50. The weighted average was $61.06. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $11,874. The base price range, $71 to $83. The weighted average, $80.28, a gain of $1.56 from Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $50 to $64, and the weighted average was $60.18.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
Joining us in the studio with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, and as we look at the Midwest Corn Belt, the forecast hasn't changed a whole lot. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will continue over the next several days. Most Corn Belt fields will get some rain. Now, during the last 24 hours, rainfall amounts were highly variable. And when you look at it on a day-to-day basis, especially, the amounts are indeed highly variable. Over the last 24 hours, though, the most significant rains fell in two pockets, in northwestern portions of the Corn Belt and in some eastern sections. More than an inch of rain fell over portions of southeastern South Dakota, an area that has been dry. Generally north of the Yankton area, on through Sioux Falls into northwest Iowa. Northwest Iowa also got some heavy rain in the previous 24-hour period, so some counties in northwestern Iowa have gotten a lot of good rain. Southwestern Minnesota sharing in that rain. The other batch started in east central Illinois. There were some locations in northern Vermilion County, Illinois, that got heavy rain. Also, an area from Park County, Indiana, southeastward into southeastern Indiana, a lot of 1 to 2 inch amounts. And some pockets in northwest Ohio picked up a half an inch to an inch. Much of the rest of southern Indiana, except the southwest corner, also picked up a half an inch to an inch. So some of the drier areas starting to fill in with some rain. Looking at the radar this morning, we're looking at decent showers and thunderstorms moving west to east across the southern half of Minnesota and the northern half of Iowa. Some strong storms just north of Des Moines right now. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms south of there. Now, in Iowa, there are still going to be a few pockets of dryness in some south central sections, but more areas of Iowa are getting the rain right now. And I think when all is said and done over the next few days, most of the state of Iowa will pick up a very timely rainfall. Now, we're going to go into a drier weather pattern this weekend, and probably when we look at the next couple of weeks, we're still looking at a general net drying. But what's important is timely rainfall, and it looks like we are going to be getting timely rainfall, at least with the showers and thunderstorms here over the next several days. And it looks like some more could break out at some point next week as warmer air tries to push back eastward and into the Midwest. And that will help trigger more showers and thunderstorms. And there will be some of that moisture coming off the fields in the form of humidity in the air that will be the fuel for the next round of thunderstorms. So we will turn drier this weekend into early next week across the Midwest Corn Belt. But I think showers and thunderstorms as early as Sunday, maybe even Saturday in some far northwestern areas, could re-erupt and slowly push southeastward. So the bottom line is, when you look at the Corn Belt as a whole, conditions, growing conditions are looking quite good weather-wise here over the next couple of weeks, which carries us through the end of June. Temperatures are going to turn cooler, too, this weekend. We're going to deal with some heat and humidity across Missouri, southern Iowa, central and southern Illinois, and central and southern Indiana and Kentucky here the next couple of days. But cooler air is going to push in, and high temperatures are going to generally be in the 70s and 80s across the area this weekend. So we're not going to experience any temperature stress at all. The hot dome of air is going to push well to the west into the Rockies. It's going to try to push a little bit eastward again next week, but I don't think the high heat is going to make it into our area for some of the reasons I've just mentioned, including the development once again of showers and thunderstorms. And that's about all we have time for this morning. That's the big picture, though. Most growing areas are doing well. The only exception is a little concern with dryness in parts of the Delta. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 461 and a quarter, up a quarter. Last trade up 3 and a half. September, 472 and a half, up 2 and a half. Last trade up 2 and three quarters. July wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 359 and a quarter, up 3 quarters. Last trade up 3 and three quarters. September, 377, up 3 quarters. Last trade up 3 and a half. July corn opened at 230 and a quarter, up a half. Last trade unchanged. December, 256 and a half, up 3 quarters. Last trade down a quarter. March, 267, up a quarter. Last trade down one. The red line July, 282 and three quarters, up 1 and a quarter. Last trade down 1 and a quarter. July beans open at 584 and a half, unchanged. Last trade up 1 and a half. November, 611, unchanged. Last trade up 1 and three quarters. July soybean meal open at 177.90, unchanged. Last trade up 40. July soybean oil open at 2433, up 13. Last trade up 5. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Are we looking for a little bit of a turnaround Tuesday today?
Yeah, we are. We're looking for 1 to 2 higher on corn, 2 to 4 higher on wheat, unchanged, maybe up 1 to down 1 on corn. Still, weather forecasts are for good weather, no heat, scattered rains. I know people around that got good rains, but I know more people that didn't get any rain. And as you go west, we're drier than we are right here, but just nothing in there to push it higher right now except the turnaround Tuesday. Maybe they did it too hard yesterday.
Traders seem to think that there was very good rains over the weekend based on the numbers and the trading action off the opening and just before the closing bell yesterday. Are they reevaluating that now?
I think they should be because, I mean, the really good rains were far western Kansas and Nebraska. Illinois and Iowa was very scattered. There were places that got an inch, but most places got 0 to a tenth.
What do you make of the wheat number being down 7% from last week?
Well, I think that's going to make the wheat start to go, and we're also approaching 50% Well, I think we were 38% harvested. Once we get to 50% harvested, we usually see harvest pressure go off a little bit. We've already sold what we're going to sell, and now we're going to store the rest. So we're looking to buy wheat, thinking that it will jump back and make new highs down the road.
So you think that July wheat in Kansas City, for example, will hold its up trend line?
I think it will, yeah. And then we'll be looking at buying September or December KC and or Chicago wheat.
What's your makeover at the Merck, particularly in the lean hogs?
In the lean hogs, they just continue to skyrocket. One of these days, we're going to say, why didn't we sell those? But we're having trouble finding enough hogs, and the hogs are lighter weight. So we could go another couple dollars on hogs.
Why is the trade caught a little bit by surprise about the lack of the cash?
I think that they didn't realize that the numbers were going to be where they're at. I think they were looking for bigger numbers, and as a result, that caught them off guard.
Very good, Pete. Thank you much.
Thank you.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is located in Normal, Illinois, and he joins us every Tuesday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 9:01 Central Time.